thank each and every one of you for coming by.
And while he's thanking those folks, let me take this opportunity to thank all of you, our listeners and support staff, our contributors, our interns, the volunteers, producers, and the entire crew that works countless hours to bring WBAI into your lives.
99.5 FM, WBAI, New York.
Bismarcky.
RIP.
2021 has not been kind to our hip-hop legends yet. DMX, Shock G, Black Rob, now Bismarcky. I'm putting in MF Doom as well. Although that happened around October, we didn't know until the last day of 2020, December 30th. So you know what? I'm putting that in there too. But anyways, welcome back to another episode of Black Seinfeld, the show about nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
It's the one, the only, Trinidaddy, Panamanian Poppy, Rude Boy, Top Gunna, Sock Panya Mata, West Indian Jesus, Corporate Geo, Giovanni Anglin. What's going on, my peoples? It's great to be back for another week.
Yo, what's going on? It's Bastionissa. Coming live from Queens, favorite industrial complex. Geo recording in Brooklyn. What's going on?
And just to remind y'all, in case you don't know, this show is available to you all via podcast, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google, wherever podcasts are available. You can look us up on Black Seinfeld and it will pop up. Also, we do have our website, blackseinfeld.com, that gives you all of our latest episodes and some video stuff as well, because we do have a YouTube, youtube.com/blackseinfeldny. And if you'd like to shoot us an email, please hit us up at blackseinfeldny@gmail.com. Is there anything else that I'm missing?
Instagram and Twitter, if you want to reach out to us through social media. We are blackseinfeldny, also on TikTok.
So how you been, bro?
Same old, getting through this musty, dusty weather that we're having, especially earlier today, just downright poured rain, like crazy.
Yeah.
It was just weird. It wasn't like that in the morning.
No, not at all. It was actually pretty nice this morning. And then it started raining. Well, see, this is how it was a bit different for me, because I was in Queens today. I was working at a different location out of Long Island City. So I think about 1 o'clock, I did see a downpour and then it stopped. Then I got home and then it rained on and off. It rained at like 7, then it stopped. Then it rained at 8, then it stopped. And then I walked outside, came here, and it was fine. And it was like 70 something degrees too. It was nice. It was windy. It was a nice breeze to it. It was beautiful.
It was kind of strange. Have you been getting messages about the air quality in New York?
No. Have you been getting messages about the air quality?
I think I got one mostly focused around what's going on in the West Coast with the fires.
So you now, still get messages pertaining to the West Coast? Or?
No, I never got messages. Okay. I never connected. Like you have to like put notifications in order to get that.
Okay. But, well, I figured you were in the West Coast, I figured you'd be getting messages about it because it was damn near Dante's Inferno when you were over there.
Not really.
So I figured you had some of that retainer.
There wasn't fires like that.
Okay.
Now there is.
True.
But of course, the winds come to the East Coast and it changes the air quality here as well. Because if you go outside, it was a little bit cloudy, but I think that was due to the weather that we're having.
Damn. I don't get that much notification about the air quality here in New York. Because, let's be real, the air quality here in NYC is always crappy to begin with the exception of last year, because we weren't outside. But that's something that you get used to. You ever had that feeling of going outside of New York City and then you inhale fresh air and you start coughing because you're not used to it? Has that happened to you before?
Yeah, I can say when I went to Washington, I was definitely near the area where there's a lot more fresh trees. Mm-hmm. But just like the comment on what you said about getting messages, it's just like through the app. You know, it's just like they'll constantly give you messages. And once in a while, they have something pop up about air quality. That's why. It's not like our air quality is terrible. I just think we just
sucks.
No, our air quality is terrible due to the fact we have like a lot of pollution and just like smells. But
exactly.
We don't know that smell until we leave. Yeah.
Right. And because we were born here, we were born to tolerate the bad smells in the train station, walking past, what have you, garbage cans, garbage trucks. We're just
That's still not as bad as other spots, surprisingly.
Such as where?
No, there's parts around the world where cities are built next to like industrial complexes, like manufacturers, big buildings, trash deposits. Like, it's not that bad in New York compared to like other cities. So, we should be fine.
This is first world problems, Bastion. I'm not talking about everywhere else.
It's like that in third world problems in third world countries too.
I know. That's why I'm saying this is the first world problems.
Yeah. No, I definitely understand. If anything, it's not that bad. It's like some things I will love to complain about, yeah. But like when you see the rest of the world, it's like it's not that bad.
That's fair enough. Here's one thing I will complain about, Bastion, and I'll be honest with you, I did not want to wait until we talk about music because I want to talk about this now because you keep sharing this stuff to me. And I honestly do not care until this album comes out, Bastion. Ladies and gentlemen, Kanye West is dropping, allegedly, a new album this Friday called Donda. And Bastion has been sending me messages about this thing all week. I don't know how this started. I think the first message was that you sent me was Kanye West is dropping an album and there's this listening party for it. And it's supposed to be today, Thursday, in which we're recording this for all you podcast listeners, all you listeners on the radio.
Thursday night,
there's supposed to be this big listening party for this Donda album. And Bastion, I will be honest with you, I've learned from you, okay? Because every time Kanye West has said, hey, we're dropping a new album on this particular date, does he come through? No, not these past 5 albums, I'm going to say. Life of Pablo. This man said he's going to come
out. Hold on.
Let me get my brand off.
Okay, go ahead.
Life of Pablo. We remember that whole ordeal. That's supposed to come out on Valentine's Day. That didn't come out on Valentine's Day. And then he wanted to say, oh, this is an experimental album that gives me a chance to change the album as it progresses, which was the Kanye way of saying, hey, I didn't finish the album, so I'm going to keep changing it up until it's damn near what I wanted it to be so it could be its fullest potential. Yeah, TurboGrafx 216 or something that he announced, that never came out. What else happened after that? What was the other? Oh, he had the Good Music summer of 2018, right? What came out? Whatever that was. I didn't listen to that because, you know, Kanye was wildin'. Then Kanye went back to the church.
Okay, so now your argument is getting out the place. I'm going to let you rock. Continue.
Then Kanye went back to the church, and Jesus is King was supposed to drop on a specific day. That didn't happen. There's another album he was supposed to drop same day as Lil Wayne. That didn't drop. He was supposed
original
to come out.
Donda.
Yeah, and then Yandy was supposed to come out. We didn't get Yandy. And then Donda was
Yandy
supposed to.
Yandy is TurboGrafx 16.
Is it?
Yeah, the same thing.
Oh.
TurboGrafx 16 turned into Yandy.
Oh. And then Donda was supposed to drop last year. Man gave us a track, listen to all that, and he didn't drop it. So you know what, Bastion? I learned from you. Listen, everything that you sent me, the artwork, the part, the little listening parties and all that, guess what? Oh, all of those sessions that he's been snapping photos of and putting on his IG, guess what, Bastion? I've learned from you. I do not care until the final product is out. Because every time I get excited for a Kanye West project, this man doesn't drop it on the day he says he's going to drop it. And I'm not going to fall for that anymore. I'm not going to play anymore. You know what I'll get excited? When it drops, if it's 12 o'clock on the dot on Friday, okay, the 23rd, and he drops it, I will listen to it and then I will be happy. But until then, I do not care. And I'm done.
All right, just to comment on what you said, starting from The Life of Pablo, that I definitely understand. He announced it on a certain date, then he did the MSG.
Yes.
And then it didn't come out on the title until probably like 2 weeks after that. Then he, a month later, he redid the album a little bit, and it was much better, the redone version of it. I thought that was within itself supposed to continue throughout hip-hop, but I'm pretty sure record labels and the streaming services would not like that because you will have to remove and upload. Because I remember reading a bunch of rappers talking about that. It's like, oh, man, if I could go back and re-engineer certain albums of my past, that would be dope, right? Yeah. And it was a conversation for a while, but I'm pretty sure the streaming industry would not be too happy about, because you still have to keep the numbers there. And I'm pretty sure it's really, really difficult to code, to remove something and add it on. And we're talking about, a whole album, not a song. You could do that with songs, and I've seen it been done with songs.
He did that with the song, too, though.
Like, Tame Impala. I forgot the one of the Tame Impala songs, but he changed it. There's a single version and then the album version. Then when you go back to the single version on the website, it does no longer exist. He changed it to the album version. Mm. So you can do that. They just don't want you to do that. So that was an experiment that I'm pretty sure artists will love to do, but it's not going to happen. Mm. It's like, all right, when you finish the final project, drop the final project.
The last update for that album, by the way, was, I believe, summer 2016, when he added Saint Pablo, which is now the final track of The Life of Pablo, because in the first initial cut, the last track was Fade, and that's how it ended. Now it's the Saint Pablo.
Yeah, because Saint Pablo was supposed to be the last single for the album, but as Kanye once said many times, that the radio industry doesn't care about Kanye, so they don't play his music. And it's kind of true, because that song should have been on the radio. Mm-hmm. It had everything going. It was like the perfect radio song out of all the songs on the album.
That actually was played on the radio?
No, it should have been played on the radio. He designed it for the radio.
Songs, though, on the radio from Life of Pablo. I do remember that. It was, believe it or not, it was Father Stretch My Hands Part 1, the one about bleach booty holes.
Yeah, I already commented on that. I'm not even going to explain that bar for a millionth time. It's like people don't want to know.
Right, but I think it's very interesting that's the wrong song to
put on the radio.
But hey, it was on the radio. I'll never forget it. And they played it frequently in hip-hop. Yeah. Well, hip-hop radio station, they played it frequently, too.
Yeah. But it's not a radio song, so it didn't last that long. It probably lasted for like maybe 1/4 the summer. You know, we talk about radio replays. When you listen to the radio and hear Drake's music over and over again all year round, that's radio play.
He makes songs for radio.
You can't have radio play and like expect it for like one summer, right? That's not radio play. That's like, it's a little bit different. But I do understand what you're talking about, like TurboGrafx-16, Yandy, they're supposed to drop. And they're leaked online. If you want to go listen to the project, it's pretty much out there, and it does exist. There's a lot of great songs, which is just insane.
Well, we already played Yandy before. I played some tracks off of Yandy. Remember the whole
There's a much updated version.
Remember the Area 54 invasion? I played Alien. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always tell people, it's like Yandy's version, like it just keeps getting upgraded to the point where there's fan-made versions of the album.
Yandy is tight.
It's still pretty interesting. It's like, oh, all right, everybody's making good music off the leaks.
Yep.
I'm hoping that Kanye does not use any of.
Yeah. Well, I remember he wanted to release the Christian version to New Body, and I vehemently didn't want him to do that. I mean, it's out there already if you want to listen to it, but he wanted to release it for Donda.
Just a comment on Ye was an era. That was the era when he was doing Kids See Ghosts. Did the Nas album, did the
Teyana Taylor album.
The Pusha T album and the Teyana Taylor album. Mm-hmm. And that year was like very interesting. It was just to show that he could really outproduce a lot of people. If the artist is good, because the Nas album was garbage. Nas didn't want to rap. Like, come on, bro, like rap. Like, I know you can. We heard you in the DJ Khaled record. That means you can rap, but let's put that aside. Jesus is King, not a record. I don't know what that is. I don't think we should count it in the canon of Kanye records, because there was nothing to it. It was just I could say he went backwards in terms of what artists normally do when they go from gospel to making music for the chitlet circuit. Remember? That's the concept.
Yes.
And he kind of went backwards. Like, no, I'll make gospel music. And it's like, no, you've been on the circuit for like, forever. And you want to go back to gospel? Come on, no one's going
to
listen to that.
And to be fair, you have done gospel records that isn't a traditionally gospel records. You have your Jesus Walks. You have Ultralight Beam. To me, I think that's the ultimate gospel record for me. The only thing I remember Jesus is King is the fact that he had the reunion of the Clips and that badass Kenny G saxophone solo. That's all I remember from it.
That's a problem I had with the album. It's like, oh no, he's still a genius. I don't know if he's holding back or he's dealing a lot with his mental issues that he has right now, mm-hmm. and it's just not being dealt with in a very safe way, in a safe manner. Because you see videos of him crying, Like, this guy is having a nervous breakdown. Everybody's just watching. It's like, no, like, cut the cameras and get this man out of here. Like, this is.
I remember the presidential.
Everybody in this room is getting a Kanye check one way or another. All right, like, let this guy live then. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah, his 2020 president run, that was a whole movie within itself.
Yeah, that's literally a man breaking down every single day. It's like, he has, you know, he has problems. Like, it was not good. And just seeing, like, other psychologists, like, make threads about, like, hey, this guy is, like, really sick. And it's not even funny anymore. Like, it was hilarious at first. Like, oh, Kanye's going Republican dad crazy.
No, it wasn't. But,
you're making jokes on it, so it's funny. Yeah, everybody was. That's what I'm talking about, making jokes. Like, people were making jokes about Kanye. It's like, he's trying to be president. It's just weird.
Oh, no, I didn't think it was funny, but we had a legit conversation of what would happen if Kanye West becomes president.
He can't become president.
I know, but do you remember us having that conversation? Yeah. We had it on here of saying, yes, hey, what if Kanye became president?
That's what I'm saying. You were joking about it because you were telling, like, nonsense jokes, like, going off. Anyways, like, don't get too caught up in semantics. This one looks like it is a legit rollout because, one, like, the record label actually says something. Two, he's actually playing music for people. He didn't do that before. It's different when you're playing music for, like, the record label compared to when you're going to, like, Kevin Durant's place and playing it. And now he has, like, the whole yesterday was the NBA final. There was a Nike commercial. There was a Beats by Dre commercial for the new headphones, wireless headphones, which I heard is really, really good. That was a Kanye West song. So it's like, all right, so this is an official rollout. That's why I start sending you stuff. I wasn't going to start sending you anything until I believe that, oh, even if it doesn't come out Friday, Gio, it has to come out within the next month for it to be official. Because if it comes out in 6 months or 1 year, then it's like, what was going on? Mm. Because he did the same thing before. Because remember, The Life of Pablo was originally supposed to be So Help Me God.
Yes.
And it came out 3 months later as The Life of Pablo, but completely different album. The track list was very similar, but he changed a lot from it.
First it was So Help Me God, then it was Waves, then it was Swish, then it was The Life of Pablo.
Which, in the end, makes a lot more sense.
Yes.
Compared to all those titles, and The Life of Pablo, it's like, you go from Yeezys, this God complex media tycoon, to this, like, regular man, and it's like, crazy man. Because Pablo could be anybody. There's a lot of Pablos throughout history, and all of them are special in their own ways. So it's like, Life of Pablo. So it was, and the cover and everything is
Picasso.
No matter what, even if he's late, like, everything is still done in a way we could always remember it. There was a time when this album came out, and it's like, we all remember.
Here's why this rollout surprises me more than anything, Bastion, because Kanye West is doing something different for this rollout. He's shutting the F up. And that's nuts to me, at least. When have we ever seen Kanye West with an album rollout and he's not talking, and he's not saying something, or he's in the news for saying something, or not in the news for saying something? He's not talking, period. And that's what has me like, wait a minute, like, Kanye isn't doing anything, he isn't saying anything, he's just posting pictures, other people are posting videos, you're seeing these things secondhand, this is not from Kanye. Did you notice that at all?
Yeah, that's when I believe the rollout was real. Because once Def Jam released the title saying, like, hey, there's a Kanye West album coming out Friday, which I don't think it will be officially out Friday. I agree with you. I'm on your side, Gio. I don't think it's coming out Friday. I think it will be, like, played on Thursday. But I don't think we'll get that official version until maybe 2 or 3 weeks. Or maybe we'll just get, like, a weird sound quality version on YouTube that everybody will be listening to. Just like exactly what happened with The Life of Pablo. Hot 97 was playing the version that we were listening to MSG.
Yeah.
For, like, 2 weeks. Then the album came out, and it's like, first of all, everybody would say that this album was weird and garbage. And is this Future? And then once it came out, it's like, Oh, never mind. Kanye West is a genius again. Like, never mind.
I remember the first time listening to that album. I was at Five Guys. We were we were prepping in the back, and I remember hearing Father Stretch My Hands Part 2. And I was like, oh, damn, he got Future on this. This snaps. And then Donnell goes, nah, this is a designer. I'm like, who the fuck is designer? And why it's does crazy. He sound like Future?
Designer was hot in the streets then. Oh, a lot of man. People knew it was designer because it was the Panda song. Panda. But I never heard Panda. At
Me
the time.
Neither. That's the thing. I thought maybe with the help of Kanye, that song really like was allowed to see its peak because I haven't heard Panda prior to Kanye West. So he helped open my eyes to who Designer was. And then that year he became a freshman XXL 2016 member as well. So I thought, you know, with the help of Kanye, I would have never heard that Designer track, you know. And, you know, that's that whole Designer thing too was an interesting one at that, because Designer was like one of those last people who got big off of radio. Like, he didn't go viral yet until Kanye put him on that track, or Kanye, you know, boosted that track up to be Father Stretch My Hands Part 2.
I would like to say he was, you're right, he was boosted. He was viral to like a certain corner of the internet, but he got like to our level, like the basic standard level, mm-hmm. because of that song.
Yeah.
And it was good. It's a good song by itself.
Yeah, it was.
But Kanye knows how to blend elements correctly, unlike DJ Khaled. So when you're dealing with this different artists, you should make them sound better than they make them sound. You know, you're the producer. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping from this album. I'm out. I have zero expectations. Same. I don't want any expectations.
I don't know what this album is going to be. All I know is it's Donda. So I'm just assuming the songs have to be about grief and losing his mother.
I would like to say it'll.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Might as well. Let's make predictions.
Okay, cool. Here's what I want, personally. My Kanye West, right?
No. It can't be what you. All right, fine. Let's make two predictions. Okay. What do you want?
And what do you think it is?
What's really going to happen?
Okay, you go first.
What I want is it not sounding like anything else, right?
Okay.
If it sounds like the Yandi, music that we've been getting on YouTube, that would be a little bit fine. Get something more official from that era that we never got. I want like actual bars, you know, just like just him spitting. If he could spit the level of Graduation where it's like easy to digest but still funny and like containable, that'll be fine. That's what I want, right? That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Just like, you don't have to be all, you know, pseudo complex like his first, like Late Registration. We don't need complex. We just need simple rap.
You don't want crack music? That real black music?
We don't need it. I don't think so. Like, just to comment on like Kendrick Lamar in Damn, he took it back, right? He wasn't over complex with the lyrics. He mm-hmm. understood like he needs regular music.
I can make radio
music. As Kanye called it, stadium status.
Right. I can make radio music still.
Yeah, so yeah. It's like, I want sampling of, like, really, really, like, niche sampling. Like, where did he find this? Because that's something we're missing in our lives right now, like, for productions. Like, every time I hear a sample, I know where it's from, and I'm bored. Mm. Like, I want niche sampling, like he did for The Life of Pablo, when he was sampling a German record. It's like, well, where did he get this song from? You know, like, I'm going to get this high again. So long. It's like, that's a niche sample. And that's something we're missing in hip-hop right now. Just, like, really, really weird samples. And mm-hmm. that's what I want. Mm-hmm. So, what do you want?
Real quick, I'd like to respond to your sampling comment. I feel like as hip-hop is getting older now, mm-hmm. We're seeing or listening to hip-hop records that's sampling other hip-hop records. Similar to R&B as well, because you had the latest Normandy track with Cardi B, which samples One in a Million, the One in a Million beat from Timbaland, of course, from Aaliyah. And now you have, you know, different rap songs that are sampled from other rap songs. So I definitely agree with you on that. Here's what I personally want for my Kanye West record.
I'd like to talk on that after we do.
Absolutely. So my personal Kanye West record I want him to tackle some themes. I'm assuming he's definitely going to talk about grief and the loss of his mother. I don't know, but hey, maybe I would like for him to talk about, you know, his life now. You know, certain things happened in his life recently, you know. You know where I'm alluding to. No, not even. Well, dad rap, that would be nice. He's done that somewhat at the end of Ye, but.
I'm a cool dad rap.
Man, talk about the divorce, dog. Give me the tea, Kanye. What's up? That's
Kanye
what I want.
Needs a 444.
I would like a 444 from Ye, and then maybe his return to black culture, into black America. That would be a great.
He calls Kim Kardashian like she was holding me back. You know, some weird stuff.
Yes, I've been seeing that float around the internet, bro. No lie. I've been seeing that float around the internet. I don't know if it's true. But if Kanye says this in his rap, well, you remember he had the tweet of, y'all know Get Out was about me. You remember that?
Yeah.
What if he puts that in? It was painful. But if he puts that in a song? Oh, my God.
He did. Unreleased Yandy record. It was in the song already.
I ain't hear it. Okay, but yeah, if he puts that in a release, like, yeah, you know.
It was a song with Migos, I think.
Really? He had a song with Migos?
Mm-hmm. It's a really weird song.
I gotta listen to this. Weirder than the Migos.
No, you know that it could be good if he gives it one more like production loop.
Mm, okay.
Like it's almost there. It's weird. It's not like lyrically Kanye's best wordsmith, but yeah, that's interesting. The talk points that you're looking for.
That's what I want.
So you want more? Do you want 808 depression, or do you want My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy like Sex Royale porn star Kanye? Which I know we're probably not getting.
We're not getting that at all because we know Kanye's gone Christian. But if we can have a blend of that, a blend of the depression with like the production quality and the styling of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
For like one song at least.
One song at least. Yeah, something like that. This could be potential right here, Bastion. I smell potential for something great here. I'm hyping this too.
He can do whatever he wants.
He can do whatever he wants. He's still
Bound
Kanye.
Bound 2 proved it.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm hyping myself way too much of what I want it to be. I'm just going to wait for it. I'm just going to wait for it because what I want is this can be a contender for album of the year, but it may not be that. It could just be, you know, Kanye just, you know, giving us a new sound, a different style, where he is in his life.
Yeah,
and
bad lyrics, but great beats.
Right. Bad lyrics, great beats. Memorable lyrics, though, because Closed on Sunday, you're my Chick-fil-A. I still think about that on and off sometime.
Oh, yeah. He got the best t-shirt bars of all time.
Yes, he does. And he talked about bleach booties. It's great. I still love it. So, yeah, that's my take on the Kanye West album Donda. Might be coming out Friday. It might be coming out next week or at the end of summer, but it's coming. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for you as well, Pusha T. You said you're coming out with your album soon. So, yeah.
The most awkward way possible.
We're going to get to that later. Oh, man. So, do you want to get into the first song of the week, or do you want to go straight into our update on Jeff Bezos and the Blue Origin space travels?
So, before we get to Mr. Amazon, I want to stick to topic and real quick to talk about how what you said about rap records are now sampling older rap records.
Yes,
and
they
old
are.
Is not like 40 years ago. It's more like 20.
Yes. Early 2000s,
and
which is 20
think,
years ago. God damn it, we're getting old, man.
And I think I don't even blame the producers, but I probably blame like maybe the execs are pretty much following the same formula as movies and TV shows.
Reboot.
You know, I don't watch Gossip Girl, but I know the historical just like how historically important it is in the world of TV.
Yeah, Gossip Girl is the dude.
And just how important it is in the world just for Gossip Girl to come back on HBO and people saying it's not good. But people are watching it, apparently, but it's not good. But it didn't need to come back, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at it the same way with music. It's like, okay, yeah, this beat was hot in like the early 2000s, But why is this beat back again? Like, who is this supposed to be for, right? Like, I understand DJ Khaled sampling Miss Jackson, right?
No, that still irks me to this day. No, it was bad, and you know it.
But that was kind of the direction that I'm talking about. It's like, mm-hmm. yeah, it's bad, but people liked it. People played it on the radio. It was on the radio for like half a year, I like to say.
It was bad, though.
And then you have the City Girls. What's the new City Girls? The Twerkulator.
Yeah, Twerkulator.
The Percolator. That song's from the 80s or something?
Yes.
Like, it's a great song. I think the Twerkulator is an amazing song. But whatever. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, Twerkulator is an amazing song, but City it's like Girls. The Percolator. Okay, fine. I'll give that a pass.
I think what it is, Bastion, and it's a commonality when it comes to music right now and even Hollywood and television, because, you know, you mentioned the Gossip Girl reboot now on HBO Plus. If you have Paramount Plus, you know, a lot of Nickelodeon shows are on there. Oh, well, yeah, HBO Max. If you have Paramount Plus, you know that there's a lot of Nickelodeon shows on the past shows, but now, of course, there's the Rugrats. Yeah, iCarly reboot. There's the Rugrats reboot. So there's this thing of nostalgic goggles, and I think the reason why they're doing this way is because there's still money to be made in it, and there's still a fan base for it. It's sort of the same thing as celebrities or people with name recognition starting their own podcast, right? They automatically want to make something that's going to make money because of the value that the original thing holds, right? So, for example, now that we're in our late 20s, mid to late 20s, what is something that we get nostalgic for as far as music? Early 2000s music. Why? Is because it's stuff that we grew up with. So, you're
going to... If anything, 2010s.
Yeah, well, 2010s, that was our teenage college years. But then also the early 2000s, late into the late 2000s, that was our elementary into middle school, into high school years. Well, freshman high school. I Need a Girl Part 2, exactly. 21 Questions. That was the hip-hop R&B era. You have a lot of...
Amari on Icebox.
Exactly. exactly. Precisely. You get what I'm saying, okay?
I understand.
For example, I know we're going to talk about the Pop Smoke album later on. Woo Baby, featuring Chris Brown. They sampled Neo. So sick.
I think we could sample some more Neo. I think Neo got some nice hits.
Neo has bops, but you understand the point that I'm saying. There's a lot of songs that are being sampled that we recognize to this day because we grew up in that era. We lived that.
For me, I dislike sampled early hip-hop records. That's why I don't like hip-hop records. Because Santi Gold's first album was sampled left and right by everybody. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure I heard all her music from other people's records before I heard her actual album and realized every song was sampled. And that's like a really recent album. So if it's done well, you really can't complain. But I think it's weirder when you're sampling a hip-hop record. Lupe Fiasco sampling Troy was a problem.
Mm.
Right?
Pastor Troy?
No, Troy. Reminisce over you, my God.
Oh,
when I reminisce, and you know, Troy.
Sales move.
Remember, he sampled it in the Food and Liquor Part 2.
Yeah.
And that got a lot of, like, what are you doing? You're ruining a classic.
Yeah. See, into the DJ Khaled thing, I think he realized he struck gold when he sampled the Carlos Santana track, Maria Maria, and he flipped that with Wild Thoughts with Rihanna and Bryson Tiller, I believe. So I think that was something that he just wanted to do from now on, and then that's why we get "It's Just Me Against the World" with SZA, which, it still irks me to this day that he flipped Miss Jackson, because it's like you were saying with the CL Smooth record, that's a classic. It's Andre 3000. It's Big Boy. It's Outkast. It's one of the most recognized songs, not of just hip hop, but just in pop.
That's your mom's favorite record. Your mom's mama's favorite record.
Exactly. Forever, forever, ever, forever. And so now DJ Khaled's doing this crap all over again with this new album, flipping old records and all that stuff, and it just doesn't sound good. And I think that's the issue I have with a lot of reboots today and a lot of the a lot of flipping of different tracks. It's just not done well. They just have the sample there to make you to remind you of what was, which was the original track, but it's just not as good.
My last comment on it. A really good version is when Tyler Creator sampled the Gravediggers on his album. And I went back to listen to the track, and that beat was hard back then. We're talking about, I think, like 93?
Yes.
When that Gravediggers album came out. And for Tyler Creator to have that, and it just fits in 2021, I was like, oh man, this is good. So there is place for sampling like old hip hop records that make it sound good, but you gotta make it sound, you gotta make me like forget where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you shouldn't sample like the best records. Maybe you should sample like the ones that didn't make it.
Word.
Because another song that you didn't know was a sample was, I'm losing the track right now, but it's a Weeknd track that Kanye produced for him. It was a Weeknd track that Kanye produced for him that Kanye was supposed to keep for himself.
Okay.
You remember the track?
No.
Like, I gotta look it up. But yeah. Anyways, that was like produced by somebody from like 2000 and like maybe 2006.
Okay.
And Kanye just like flipped it. Nicely.
What album was it in?
I can get the record right now.
Okay.
From like Beauty and the Madness. Oh, Tell Your Friends. There you go. Tell your friends.
Okay.
Just tell your friends about it. Dun, dun, dun. Like,
yes.
That's a sample within itself.
Hmm. Damn. Really?
Yeah.
See, that's the beauty of sampling. The whole art of sampling is taking something, flipping it, and making it new, or, you know, taking it, flipping it, and just making it your own thing. You know, you can have something that reminds you of that record, right? I always mention that that record with Ja Rule and Jennifer Lopez, I'm Real, and mm-hmm. that was sampled from Rick James's Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And while you hear that beat and you think of Rick James, they flipped it and they made it into like this modern day classic hip hop R&B track that I still play every summertime because I think it's a great track still.
Okay. But yeah, that once you brought it up, I wanted to have a quick discussion about it because I think it's really important.
It's super important.
The landscape of hip hop. It's like, yeah, like it's not like we're running out of ideas. I think one thing I noticed when I went to the vinyl store, we're just losing the recipes on how to shop for vinyls.
Mm.
So, and it's a craft that you have to be taught, and you have to put like maybe 8 to 12 hours into a shop.
Crate digging is a lost art, man. People don't crate dig like that anymore, especially when it comes to hip hop, man, because we have all these electronic stuff now, you know?
Yeah. But I promise, like, there's a lot of music in the world that's not on YouTube. And the more niche it is, the better. So, for your producers out there, like, just learn how to read the production, learn how to read record labels, who bought what. Have your phone on you, just like, oh, I never heard this record label before, and see who bought it. Then you can see who has the rights before you sample it. But, yeah.
Word.
So let's get into the song of the week.
Song of the week. Song of the week this week. It's a throwback. I've been listening to this song all day today. This is going to be 16. Andre 3000. Rick Ross. Well, all right, I lied. It's not going to be with Rick Ross. I took the Rick Ross stuff out. I just left 3 Stacks in there because let's just be real. He killed it. He killed that record. He killed it so hard, and I kept looping back to his verse and his and yeah, that's all I have
showing
to say.
Bias on the radio?
Hell yeah, I'm showing bias on the radio. Shout out to 3 Stacks. We need that album. 20 years from now, please. Stop playing your flute around Canal Street and start making some music again, please.
Please. Begging.
Have you had an Andre 3000 sighting over at Canal Street?
I haven't. I've been to the city maybe 3 times this year. So.
Okay.
Not yet.
Fair enough. He's always down there, too, with his damn flute. So here we go. 16, Andre 3000, originally Andre 3000 and Rick Ross. It was Rick Ross's track, but Andre 3000. We'll be right back.
Up, but loose enough to juice us up, make us think we do so much and do it big, like they don't let us win. I can't pretend, but I do admit it feel good when the hood pseudo celebrate. Hence why every time we dine, we eat until our belly ache. Then go grab the finest wine and drink it like we know which grape and which region it came from. As if we can name them, hint, hint, it ain't them. Well, just hell just fell 3,000 more degrees cooler. Y'all can't measure my worth, but when you try, you'll need a ruler made by all the Greek gods, because the odds have always been stacked against me when back's against the wall. I feel right at home, y'all, sitting right at home, all Kelly Green with envy while I'm jelly beans descending into the palm of a child who looks up at mama and smile with such a devilish grin. Like, what the hell have you been? She's yelling, selling's a sin. Well, so is telling young men that selling is a sin if you don't offer new ways to win. A dolphin won't shake his fin, regardless if he gets in or out of water. Most important thing for him is to swim and flip a then hold his nose. So why shall I hold my tongue? I miss the days of old when one could hold his gal on his arm. And I set off these alarms when camera snaps, 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 return fire. Pap, 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 pap. They'll learn why mere privacy so essential. They won't make no laws. I break their law till they see out our window. I take the fall to make them all treat humankind more gentle. Forsake them all. I hate them all. Don't like them. Don't pretend to. Yeah, something tells me we ain't in Kansas anymore. All that shit that used to be cool ain't cool anymore. All them women we were pursuing, now they want more. And they deserve it all. Don't settle for what ain't yours.
When 16 ain't enough. When 16 ain't
we know how you act when you pull back all the curtains. Do he think I'm Tupac cause I'm black and put the works in? Does he know his daughter might have caught a real merman? Yeah.
It's funny because we could shortchange you, but because we love you, we go that extra mile. Break it down for him, Andre. Huh.
Stacks, Ricky Rose, huh? 16. Yeah, Bastion, I've been playing that all day. It's such a great song. Great summertime vibes, honestly.
I haven't heard that song in a very long time.
I saw you rocking to it, man.
It's really good. I might have to check it out later. Was this on a Rick Ross album?
It was on Rick Ross's album back in 2012. Yep. Senior year, man, high school. That's crazy. That's going to be 10 years soon. We're almost done with this year. Damn, where does time go? We're about to be 30.
Oh, you're about to be 30. Good joke. Yeah.
You older than me, okay?
I know. But you know what didn't last that long? Twitter fleets.
Twitter fleets did not last that long. So long, farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye for now. Until we meet again. I told you so, Bastion. The whole Twitter fleet thing was not gonna last. We told you so, Bastion. I told you so because that's not what Twitter is for. Twitter's for the words. It's about what the message. It's about the verbiage. It's about what people write. It's about the cleverness. It's about the memes. It's about how funny you can be using, it was 160 characters, it's not even that anymore, 240 characters now or something?
Mm-hmm. 288, I think.
288 characters, how clever can you be with your words? Can you go viral through a set of words? Can you get viral through a sentence? That's what Twitter's about, not Insta stories. It was doomed from the beginning. Let's keep it real, Bastion.
It was doom. I do follow some people, and I see four a day. I don't click on it, but I see four on top a day. But what I do see that's getting really popular right now are spaces. Because spaces, you don't have to make it an event thing.
It does.
You can just make it like, hey, something happened. Let's talk about it right now.
Yes. Hell, Jay-Z was on spaces. That should tell you something.
Yeah, so
Jay-Z's never on Twitter.
For example, it's like, what's the other app called? Clubhouse, right? For Clubhouse, there's groups specifically made for that particular reason. So let's say you're interested in Star Wars, you go to the Star Wars chat and they discuss it every Monday at 6 p.m.
Right, Bad Batch or something.
Something like that, right? Yeah. But what I think spaces have an upper hand is like the randomness. So let's say the Grammy is happening. You could tune into a Grammy party. While you're watching to the Grammy, you could be talking with people randomly. It's like, oh my God, like, da, 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 da. You know? You don't have to make a group. It's just something be random. You hop in, you can hop out, go to multiple of them. And by the end of the night, boom, it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
You don't need to clout chase off the getting people to follow you week to week. Because my biggest problem I have with, what's it called?
Party Shady House.
Crappy House. Is that when I got in there and this dude is giving me advice, I'm like, why are you a 25-year-old giving me capitalist advice like an Instagram feed? What's going on, bro?
Mm.
Oh, thanks for coming by. It's like when I first started, it was only 10 people. Now we have 1,000 people inside. It's like, dude, you're not saying anything. I've been here for like 20 minutes and you said every capitalist nonsense.
Let's build
fam. Like, this is what you do, this is what I do to get prepared every morning. It's like, yeah, I
wake up
like,
at 3 in the morning, you know,
morning.
I meditate, you know what I'm saying, then I have my juice, Then I work out. You know, now it's 5 o'clock. See, you up more than half of the population already that wakes up at a normal hour, because you're not normal. You're a winner. I have been studying every billionaire, and I always wanted to know, yo, what do these men all have in common? You know what they do, Bastion? They wake up at 3 a.m. and they start their day off by juicing and meditating. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm 25 years old and I'm making 6 figures right now just by juicing alone. And I'm saying you could be like me too, fam. That's why we should connect and we should build. That's why you should follow me, you know, as this sort of mentorship, Bastion, because each one teach one. Let's all help each other out, because, you know, it's not a lot of black billionaires. There's not a lot of black millionaires within the black community. You know, the black dollar doesn't go around all that often. You know what I'm saying? So the black dollar
leaves 1 second in the neighborhood.
Exactly. The black dollar, it goes in the neighborhood for 1 second. Then that black dollar is gone to like Target and Weaves and Casamigos and all that. And we should really, you know, build ourselves up, king, queen. That's what we should be doing. Juices.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't offer. It's like, oh, I have this mentorship plan. You know, it's $200 a week for 6 weeks. But if you get it now, it's $160. I'm giving you a nice discount because I like you. You know, you remind me a younger version of me, huh? Oh, you from the hood? You're like, no.
Oh, they're going to kick us out of this show one of these days.
It's all the same, man.
It really is, bro. And I stopped a long time ago.
And that's the problem I have with the Chatty House. It's like, you're just going to invite those type of people to create a following, which I'm happy became a short-term thing.
Yeah.
But like 3 months is a lot to get damage, right? Word. It's a lot of damage to get done. Like, you're going to feel the motivation to lose all your money.
Word. Well, so, like I told you, Bastion, once the rappers left, I was done. I was like, oh, this isn't cool anymore.
Yeah, it was cool for a bit, but I think they just forgot about the rest of the world. Because remember, Apple phones are amazing and popular. I do have one for work.
That's right.
But the bigger percentage of the population has an Android phone, and you're missing out on them. So
that is very true. Oh, speaking of the Chatty House, really quick, Bastion, they just now gone live, because it was always in beta for that year. It's been in beta, but now it's finally officially gone live as we speak today. And ironically enough, I saw all these podcasters like, oh, how do you feel that Clubhouse is now live? And I'm just like, dude, why are y'all still on this thing? Like, yeah. I still get notifications from this thing. I'm just like, why are y'all still on this thing? Like, just go to Spaces. It's a lot better.
Yeah, it's a done deal. That's it. Remember, there was this period of time where everybody was home.
That's bored. What I've been saying.
For me, I quit podcasts for a bit. I'm back to listening to podcasts.
Yeah, same.
I actually forgot how good they are.
Yeah. I feel the opposite, Bastion. I got tired of hearing about people talk about, which gender should pay the bill during the date. I got tired of hearing that conversation way too much. I'm just like, you guys do nothing new.
Yeah,
like, this sucks.
I took a break from listening to other people's podcasts for a long time. I'm listening to people's podcasts, like
same.
I recommend Questlove's podcast.
Ooh,
or No Skips.
Ah, I'm listening to Rory and Maul's podcast. That's been hella great as of late. I've been enjoying that.
I just downloaded the Spotify app for that, so I'm going to listen to that too as well.
Oh, nice.
But I spent most of my time, like, yeah, if I had an iPhone, I probably would have spent a significant amount of time in the Chatty House, but I had Twitch. And that's why I spent most of my time.
Right.
You know? So I could put 12 hours a day, put on my iPad, and still use a computer and just, like, watch it when I need to. That's it.
You know,
after fighting for my intention, and Twitch got it. There you go. Paying for the Twitch Prime. Shout out to Bezos.
We're going to get into Bezos soon. But I remember once Twitter came out with Spaces, right? And I remember going on Clubhouse, like, trying to warn people. I'm like, hey, Twitter has their own version of this, so I don't see Clubhouse, like, being what it is now. You know what I mean? And I remember, like, once Clubhouse was at its peak, everyone was worried about podcasting and will podcasting go away now that Clubhouse is there? I'm like, guys, y'all are jumping the gun here. And ironically enough, no one ever wants to listen to the black dude for some reason. All these rich 50-year-old white people have the answers about podcasting and crap, miraculously enough. But when it comes to this kid over here that actually, you know, who's been doing this from the beginning with his friends, just messing around, not even trying to earn money from it yet, that like really gets it. I don't think that people really understood how A, podcasting works, B, how much money it generates now, but two, also if Clubhouse is a thing and it's now becoming this successful thing and it's now valued one time at $1 billion, you don't think Jack Dorsey and them are going to follow suit? That's what I've been trying to tell people. Once Spaces came out and they ignored it, and now look at them.
The thing is, Spaces,
with their 25 people.
They had Spaces already. It's just it wasn't ready
it wasn't
to go
that.
Out.
Yeah, and Spaces wasn't what it was.
Yeah. But they did learn from the Chatty House about like what's good, what's bad. And I'm pretty sure the biggest thing they learned is don't make it into a group. Don't turn it into like Facebook group.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And just like let it be free. And I've been to a couple of Spaces, mostly after basketball. Worldwide Wove, that's one person I follow on Twitter. And they'll just have discussions. And it's great. In my opinion. So like I said, if it's a Grammy party, just hop in and listen to people tell jokes. Sounds good to me. So speaking of a joke.
Oh God, Jeff Bezos.
Speaking of making profits. Oh, that's one thing. Like they just want podcasts to make more money. And it's like, dude, it's already making a lot.
It's already making billions.
But they gotta make more money.
Right.
Speaking of billionaires.
He's not even a billionaire. He's a trillionaire. Almost a trillionaire. Jeff Bezos has finally gone to space with his comrades, his friends, and at the end, he thanked all of the Amazon workers that have worked so hard to make his dreams come true.
Wild.
You know what was wild, Bastion? That phallic ship that went up to the atmosphere. I think that was very telling. I thought that was it signified a recently divorced Jeff Bezos showing his dick to the world.
That rocket design was a bit salacious.
Yes.
That would be a good word to say. Maybe a bit scandalous. I do understand the art of space. Right, I am a fan of SpaceX, but they have a deal with NASA, right? And I'm pretty sure a couple months ago I told you that Blue, the organization that Jeff Bezos has like spent so much money in,
Blue Origin,
that lost a lot of money.
Yes,
was begging money from the government to kind of pay for most of his debt. So it's like, come on, bro, I like fine, you want to do space, go ahead, do space. At least do space well. You know, use your money. Don't ask the government for money. Like, if you want that NASA contract, get better people. You know, SpaceX, you know, that's just me as a fan of SpaceX.
Richard Branson did it himself. Why couldn't you?
Richard Branson?
Yeah, he's the mogul.
Virgin.
Yeah, exactly. He did the whole space thing a week earlier of Jeff Bezos. And it's like I've been telling you, Bastion, these billionaires now, it's a race to space. And now space is going to be on the market. I'm telling you, it's happening. We're seeing it now.
We might have to play. I might ask you to look up the song Whitey on the Moon by Gil Scott-Heron.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
Like,
I'll
do that.
I think
we need to play it. It's like 2 minutes long.
I will do it.
It signifies everything today. It's very relatable. I remember Open Mike Eagle even said that in one of his songs. And like, and rich folks are going to space. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, and I remember hearing that. And like, I guess rich folks do want to go to space.
Yes, because they want to sell space. You know how much it costs them to go to space? Like a couple millions of dollars. Now they're going to now they're trying to find ways to like bring that price down. So I'm telling you, Bastion, they are literally selling us space. They're selling people space.
It's not even space. It's like what my little brother say. Before the atmosphere, before they cross the atmosphere.
Yes.
So I was like, because I really asked my brothers, like, are they passing or are they in space orbiting for a couple seconds then leaving and coming back down? It's like, no, they hit the atmosphere. That's it. You can see the world a bit, see all the perfect blue ocean that we got, and just go straight down.
Pretty
and it
much.
Was quick too, because I wasn't paying attention, and then he was like already on the floor. It's like, oh, like I
that was
the launch.
That was it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because SpaceX is like this whole thing on the website, and everybody knows when they're sending a ship, coming back, and et cetera, et cetera. But yeah.
Yeah, mark my words, Bastion. I'm telling you, I remember talking about this. There's going to be a space hotel. There's going to be a space station. There's going to be space, all of that stuff. Pretty soon, we're going to be living like WALL-E or that Disney Channel movie, Xenon. I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Pretty soon. I promise. I told this joke before. Tesla had they had the factory in China, and it was built up pretty quickly because the way the working system works over there, you could probably have like 3 shifts of 8 hours continuously building one thing until you're done within a year, mm-hmm. compared to America, where it might take 8 years to build one factory, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, come on. It's like, unless they're going to do what Qatar is doing for the World Cup and just steal people's passports and force them to work for the like terrible heat and just send them to space, like, yeah, you can't come back to Earth without an Earth passport. So, you know, I guess you're stuck here and you got to build a space station.
I really think, Bastion, because humanity can be crappy, that will happen.
And they're going to get away with it?
Yeah, who else is going to stop them? Freaking Power Rangers, the Avengers, Thanos? No. I'm telling you, the rich are gonna make the rules of space. I'm telling you, they're gonna do it. And what's the government gonna do? Nothing, because they have them in their back pocket, because they pay them off to do whatever they want.
Ooh,
mark my words, people. 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 50 years from now, space will be for sale. Okay? That is my hot take. I might not even be alive to see that. But I swear to you, it's going to happen. These are the small steps that we're seeing now. This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, right here. You heard it first.
Pockets.
Exactly. You heard it first here on Black Seinfeld, the show about nothing.
Space bucks soon, with billionaires on the bill.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't think we'll be. To be honest, if it's space bucks, I think they're going to design it with like the picture of the planet they're conquering. So it'd be like a picture of Mars or something, or maybe like a reference to Dune.
to Dune.
Yeah, that's the concept. You ever know the book Dune?
No, I don't know the book Dune. What's that about?
It's like a space type thing.
Mm.
The planet Dune, they have the mineral that they need to kind of use to build from. They're coming out with a movie later this year. We'll discuss on it pretty soon.
Is it like Wakanda with vibranium?
Something like that. And it was very important. It's a really good book. I do recommend people reading it. I know people there's like they hate it, but I think it's really good.
Oh really? Why do people hate it?
Dune.
Wait, why do people hate it?
No, it's an old book. It's one of those things you get opinions from both ends. The same way we had our opinions on The Catcher in the Rye, it falls into the same suit.
Oh, okay.
More people like it than hate it, but The Catcher in the Rye is like 50-50.
Got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, and speaking of Wakanda really quick, Makayla Coel, she's now been cast for Black Panther 2 sequel. So hopefully, I don't know, she looks good enough to play Storm. I don't know if y'all read the comic books or not, but, you know, Black Panther and Storm gets together. So, just saying, just putting that out there.
It was never good.
What do you mean
it's not good? You know
that. What do you mean?
Storm and Black Panther arc, it was never good.
Listen, Bastion, this is a Marvel Cinematic Universe
film.
You
think it will be better?
It will definitely be better, okay? It's not going to be like Black Widow, all right? This is Black Panther. They love Black Panther, or else they'll do a huge disservice and to the memory of one Chadwick Boseman. It has to be good.
Did you watch Black Widow?
No, not yet. I'm honestly not rushing to see it because everyone's been telling me how meh it's been.
Yeah,
and honestly,
saw it. So.
Yeah, and honestly, I'd rather just wait it out until October because nothing else really is coming before it. So I could just wait till October to watch it for free on Disney Plus.
Got it. I agree.
Oh, have you watched it yet or no?
No, I'm going to do what you're doing. I'm just going to wait and just skip through the movie.
Oh, true. And just go to the end credit, see what's going on?
Well, you can see the end credit online. So
Damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll just do that then. Black Widow.
Spaces for sale. Bezos went, came back. Apparently, it looked like he had face fillers. That's what a lot of people were pointing out.
I mean,
made his cheek look a little bit more. What's the reference they call for Santa Claus? Cherry, cherry cheek,
jolly,
jolly. Yeah, mm-hmm. He looked a little bit more jolly than normal because he's muscular. You know, when you work out a lot, you just have a skinnier face.
Right. Well, I know when you're Jeff Bezos and you're damn near a trillionaire, what else do you do with your time? You just eat and work out and chill.
Yeah, but you don't got to go to space. I don't understand. I know
Bastion,
it's stupid
he
to tell rich
down.
People what to do with their money, but it's there's things poverty is a huge problem in the world, and you're holding all this wealth. Then you're going to say, go out and make money. It's the money pot is getting smaller year after year, and then what are we going to do, bro? What are we going to do? There's more houses available on market with uninhabited than homeless people in America. So there's letting people know.
While I agree with you, Bastion, and that makes all the amount of sense in the world, let's be real. You know damn well they're not going to be doing any of that. So,
rich.
I'm
tax
Jeff
them.
Bezos. I recently
99%.
I recently
you
stepped
make
down.
Over 10 million. Unless you're an NBA player, then, you know, let them slide, you know, for 5 years. If you're a rapper, let them slide for 5 years.
I'm Jeff Bezos. I recently stepped down from my company as the CEO. What else is there for me to do? I know. Let me conquer space. Let me conquer something greater than myself. Next, let's go to a planet.
At least be fake, you know,
fake
Bill
humble?
Gates. No, you know, be fake Bill Gates. I'm going to donate, whatever his donation is, right? Does he make changes? I don't know. Changes to technology, you know, start your own campaign. The Clinton Foundation, a.k.a. the CIA. But, you know.
Melinda Gates, my DMs are still open. But Bill Gates is an interesting cat because...
Am I going to reach out to Jeff Bezos' ex-wife?
Oh, yeah. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, totally, too. I mean, come on, dog. It's still hot boy summer after all. The Gates, the Bezos, they can hit me up. Damn, I was about to say something. I forgot what I was going
to
say.
You marry her, you got to change your name to Bezos. Giovanni Bezos.
Hey, you know what? I don't care. You're damn right I will. I will change my name to Bezos. I don't care. You know what it is?
Is that you selling out?
Shoot. I'm told you I'm trying to sell out. So don't get mad at me for trying to sell out when I've been telling you I'm selling out. And plus, Jeff Bezos' wife gives out way more money than Jeff Bezos does. That's all she do is give out her money because there's nothing else for her to do.
Yeah. Pretty much be tapped out by spending your first $300 million.
Bird, what else do you do with all that money, bro?
Rolls
I don't know.
Royce house. Well, you just need two houses. Then after that, you're okay.
Yeah, dude. I guess. But, you know, this is what I was going to say. Bill Gates is an interesting cat because Bill Gates on the exterior, he looks like this big, he looks like this humbled guy, you know, nerdy dude. But I remember watching the 90s documentary produced by CNN. You remember Microsoft being the top dog when it comes to internet and all that stuff and internet providers and computers and stuff like that. That was before, you know, Apple, you know, shot up. And for a while there, Bill Gates and them, they were considered a monopoly and they had to go to court for that. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh yeah, no, I'm very aware of the monopoly and them telling them to break up into multiple pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same thing they want to happen to Facebook. You can't own Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and try to buy out all these other companies.
Right.
Oculus, you know, these are all companies that will last for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they will last for 20 years. That's it. Social media would never surpass what Facebook has provided.
Right.
Remember, Microsoft owns LinkedIn. So.
They do. Oh, whoa, they do.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know that. Okay, yeah. That's something interesting. But again, talking about monopolies, Bastion, this goes back to my Disney theory. Because Disney damn near owns a lot of things when it comes to the entertainment business. But the government has not stepped in to tell Disney what to do. And that's because I feel like Disney has our heartstrings when it comes to this childhood game.
Oh, yeah. What? All they got to do is say, you got a family? Oh, you got kids? Here's free tickets.
Yeah, Disney's patent of Mickey Mouse has ran dry already, but...
Here's these extra fast passes to any ride
exactly.
You like.
Exactly, but they re-patent up all that stuff. They're not allowed to do it, but they do it. But we say nothing because we love Disney, and we love Disney World, and we love everything involved with Disney. We love ESPN, we love Marvel, we love Star Wars, we love all that ish, and we let Disney get away with it. And we don't even bat an eye.
Yo, you gotta go to Disney World, bro.
Oh, dude. Hey, this is Black Seinfeld saying, hey, Black Seinfeld today is brought to you by Disney World. Disney World, the happiest place on earth. Please now go to the new Star Wars world where you can get your own blue milk from the movies. Is it blue or green? It's blue, right?
Both. There's a blue milk and a green milk, and they're vegan, and it's delicious.
Oh, is it coconut milk?
I think it's one is, I like cashew.
Ooh.
I like the cashew milk.
I haven't had cashew milk yet.
I like to say that, but I'm not too sure. But anyways, they're both really good, and I was surprised. I had a great time there. We're doing a whole ad for free.
So for free, damn it.
Like, yeah, Monopoly corporations, yeah, but Disney, they know how to, like...
They know.
Play with your heartstrings.
When you wish upon a star... Damn it! Oh, I swear. What? Hey, and guess what? If Disney says, hey, Black Seinfeld, do you want to go to Disney for free? A full comp, everything, hotels, food, everything. Guess what we're going to say? We're going to Disney World, damn it.
We just have to, like, never talk about, like, the mouse.
Word.
I said, what? Sell out for never talking about Disney's monopoly so to the point where they're going to own everything in the next 50 years?
Sure. Oh, definitely. All you're going to see is, hi, I'm Giovanni. Hi, I'm Bastion from Black Seinfeld. You're watching Disney Channel.
Make the tickets generational, and we got yourself a deal.
Oh, what? That would be tight for my children's children to go. Ugh.
You know, have some nepotism. You know, it's like, hey, my child want to be an artist. You know, hook him up with a job real quick. Maybe 80K, starting salary, 80K. Let's go. They don't even got to go to college.
Let
like 1 year.
Let Pixar hire him one time. Let him get his feet wet over at Pixar.
Oh, you know, you got connects out in the Simpsons, the Harvard graduates over here. Oh, yeah, send them over. You know, there's a theory about, like, Harvard graduates and the Simpsons and the CIA. So, like, where are you going to go?
What's the theory? They're all connected?
Yeah. Most, that's the joke. It's like, when you graduate Harvard, what you're going to do? Like, yeah, you know, you'll be a comedy writer for The Simpsons or just join the CIA or the FBI.
Damn. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
True.
The theory.
Huh. Okay. Any writers that we know?
Shout out to Conan.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, Conan, he's a Harvard. Well, didn't he drop out?
I think he graduated. I don't know. But, you know, he's fire.
Yeah, man. It's a shame that Conan doesn't have his show anymore, man. Conan, he was hilarious. I love his skits. I loved his side characters that he had on the Conan show. Jordan Slansky, that was my favorite. Because that dude is not human whatsoever. I love his little remotes that he had with different celebrities. My favorite one was the Drive Along one with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. Those were golden. Oh.
That was really good.
Those were golden. So yeah, man.
And also, Dion Cole was a writer on his show as well.
On Simpsons or Conan?
No, on Conan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of comedy writers that write for other comedians or just write for TV shows in general.
Yeah. So let's talk about the Olympics real quick.
Oh, shit. Wait, is it this week? Or next week?
2020. Japan 2020 Olympics started July 21st.
Oh, shoot. Wait, it did? Opening ceremony and all that?
Yep. July 21st all the way to August 8th.
Damn.
For your Summer Olympics. And they're currently dealing with a lot of issues and problems talking about the Delta variant.
COVID update. This is your COVID
before we
update.
Hop into the COVID update real quick. It's just there was a lot of propaganda going on about the cardboard beds, which is hilarious to me because they said the original story was they created cardboard beds in order for people not to have like relationship or to invite people to come over. But it's like, why would you? That doesn't make any sense. But it's kind of to be more environmental friendly. So after they're done, they're able to kind of destroy the cardboard right after.
Mm.
But yeah, from July 21st to August 8th, you could watch all your favorite events. And to be honest, I don't really care about much.
Yeah, you're Caribbean, so I can tell you what Bastion cares about. Bastion cares about A, track and field. You already know Jamaicans are getting that. B, swimming, because people really care about the swimming. C, gymnastics, because of course, you want to see Simone Biles kill it.
Tennis.
D, tennis, because his crush that, you know, I'm still giving the hot take towards, Naomi Osaka, who is also on Sports
You're
Illustrated.
You're projecting.
You know
I'm Haitian. She's Haitian. It's 100% respect and standing.
Yeah.
You're right?
Okay. What else?
The same way I shout out Serena Williams like for years on our show.
That's fair. That you do. That is true. Is there anything
swimming.
Else? Yeah,
swimming.
I said swimming. I said swimming.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and then for me, personally, wrestling. And then...
And basketball.
Basketball, but hopefully America gets its ish together, which it always does at the end, so...
We'll talk about basketball before the end of the show.
Yeah, we are.
I just have a comment about that. Like, after the NBA Finals, like, the players that they need were at the Finals.
Yeah.
So now it's finished. It's like, hey, can you guys kind of, like, fly to Japan? I know you guys won.
But, like, yo, we kind of, like, need you, you know. America doesn't
Holiday,
really lose this.
Middleton. You're lucky Greece didn't make it because Giannis was dipped to play with Greece, but they ain't make it. He got eliminated.
Yeah, true. It's like, hey, you know, this is for America to win. We're supposed to win this. Literally, like, no one else is. Like, we need y'all real quick. School these foreigners and then come back. Thank you.
All right, Jew, you can take it away with the COVID update.
COVID, well, this does coincide with the COVID update, too, because the Delta variant it's becoming a serious issue, Bastion, and honestly, it's becoming a serious issue for those who are also unvaccinated. That means, i.e., you. So, yeah, the COVID, the Delta variant is a lot more contagious than the other COVIDs that we've been having as of late, and there's been a general increase and a spike of the Delta variant infections going on. It's been spreading around like wildfire. It's been spreading around like hotcakes, Bastion. I can tell you why. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Things are happening. Things are moving around here. But the people who are at greater risk, Bastion, are the unvaccinated swine like yourself, Bastion. So I please urge all people, if you don't want to listen to me, please listen to Juvenile, Manny Fresh, and Maya X with Vax That Thing Up. I don't know if you've seen that video, Bastion, of Juvenile.
It's not as corny as I thought it would be.
It's not, but it was hilarious.
Yeah.
It was fun. So please, Vax Up so you won't get the Delta variant. And I'm not going to lie to you, Bastion. I'm kind of upset because I already had my vaccination, but... Guys like Pfizer and Moderna, like, hey, you might have to take, well, you're going to have to take a booster shot eventually. And I don't want that.
Well, it only takes a couple minutes of your day, so it shouldn't be much of a problem. You can feel awkward for it for a bit, but yeah.
Yeah.
I do understand what you mean.
So, Bastion, does this spike in the Delta variant, does it encourage you to finally go out there and you know, join the Brotherhood of Mutants?
So the thing is, I actually got COVID again in April. I just never told you that.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, you should. Good thing you didn't tell me that, because I would have been on your ass about it.
And the thing is, I just never left home. But I ended up getting it in April, and you're not supposed to get it until 90 days after.
Right.
Hence, I will take it literally on Friday.
You looked fine though.
Yeah, dude, because I had it last year.
Right. So it's just like the cold now.
Dude, I wasn't sick. Like, my brother was sick for like maybe a day. My dad was sick for like 2 days, and that's it.
Oh, damn.
So wow. I had COVID twice.
Wow. And we did Black Seinfeld.
Dude, no one knew. I didn't know either. Because it wasn't important. And also, I never left the house. Like, I just...
Like, it was months. April, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't start leaving the house until like, June. So, last month.
Yeah, same. May, so. June. Yeah.
So, fair enough. I had to wait 90 days. It was recommended to wait 90 days after. Damn. That's why I never took it. That's why I kept telling you. It's like, oh, I'm going to take it soon. And he's like, yo, when you take it now? I was like, dude. It's like 90 days. But I didn't want to say it until later.
Oh, man. Well, damn, Bastion. I'm happy you're okay again. You know, happy you're alive. See another day. And
it's all about the Haitian remedies, you know. Shout out to the people in Haiti. Because there was the whole thing about, like, the COVID was going up over there. And it's, remember, Haiti has a very, very high young population.
Yeah.
So, like, the news went up and it disappeared at the same time.
Yeah,
everybody got sick for 2 weeks at the same time.
I was the engineer for a Daoud show. Shout out to Daoud Andre. Yeah, because, you know, we have a new Haitian show on Saturday. So, that show was great, man. It was very eye-opening to get that perspective on what's going on in Haiti right now, so I enjoy the show.
Yeah, keep listening to it. It's
well, I have to because I'm engineering it.
I get the news from my dad.
Yeah.
As well, so I might tune in to listen to the show as well.
Yeah, man. So, do you still want to hear Whitey on the Moon?
Yeah. Let's check out this very important track, which parallels everything today. We might like slightly discuss it a little bit.
All right. Here's no other than Mr. Gil Scott here and with Whitey on the Moon.
Yeah. It's called Whitey on the Moon. And it was inspired by some Whiteys on the Moon. So I want to give credit where credit is due. That's it.
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the Moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the Moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the Moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night because Whitey's on the Moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the Moon. I wonder why he's upping me because Whitey's on the Moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the Moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the Moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the Moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the Moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the Moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the Moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the Moon.
Yeah. Sounds like Amazon workers right now.
Yeah, it goes over everything from, like, the rent going up all the way to, like, the taxes taking pretty much all of our check, right? The price of food, right?
Yeah.
Everything is going up. It's inflation right now, too. So no matter where you are, they're going to complain. It's like, oh, yeah, we got to up the price for your turkey cold cut sandwich because everything is going up. It used to be $4.99. Now it's going to be $5.99. Yeah.
All because Whitey went to the damn moon.
It's just a classic record. And I was like, wow, this... Let me listen to it again. And it's just like, it parallels everything that's going on today so well. It hurts.
It fits perfectly. And that's what sucks, Bastion, is the fact that you're seeing history repeat itself slowly. You know?
Yeah. Like even the first bar is just like, it's going to take me 10 years to pay off this bill. this medical bill.
Yeah.
That's like the biggest problem today. One of the biggest problems today is like you have to play the game of support me on what's the website? A lot of people, GoFundMe.
GoFundMe, yep.
If you win the game with GoFundMe, that's like pretty much universal healthcare right there.
Which I'd like to talk about really quickly is this tweet that came from a one, surprisingly, Miss Candace Owens, who I honestly feel like didn't even tweet this. I feel like she was hacked. And she quite accidentally said some of the most truest and maybe socialist ideology ever in her career. I don't know, maybe like someone took a flash photography of her and she tweeted this or something. Maybe she came out of the coonery that she usually does. But she said this, and I quote, "The COVID vaccine saves lives, which is why the government is making it free. K, so explain to me why insulin and asthma inhalers cost so much money. If the vaccines are really about the government trying to save your life, why do life-saving medicines cost so much?" That was Candace Owens. I'm telling you, someone took a flash photography of her. She snapped out of it.
No, dude, you're misunderstanding what she's saying.
Am I?
Yeah.
Because to me,
you're looking at it in a very nice leftist point of view, saying,
yes,
hey, government's all about saving lives, not being profitable. But she's dissing the vaccine, saying there's something wrong with the vaccine. Because if it was good, it'll be sold like everything else that saves lives, like insulin. That's what she's trying to say. But remember, there is a Twitter page called Accidentally Leftist.
Yes.
And which this I follow. Is one of those.
This is one of those.
And this is one of those. When you're trying to be so sarcastic that everything you said is actually right. It's like, no, you should be mad. Yeah, that's a real genuine reason to be upset. Insulin should be free, at least $1. If anything, if you take it, I know I'm getting my tax cut. It's insane. But if like $5 of my taxes go to support someone with diabetes and the insulin, childhood diabetes is up, I will love for that to happen. But we live in America, so.
Yeah, we do.
Come on, man. My favorite thing I ever told you is like, the technology for the Apple Watch is connected to the insulin pack, and you could time your insulin shot.
Yeah,
you did. Like, dude, technology's there now. We just got to make it free.
Mm-hmm. And available for everyone.
Available for everyone. Around the world.
Yeah. Tell you what's not available. Well, no, that's a bad segue. The new Pop Smoke album sucks. And I told you, Bastion, I told you, okay? Because I went on this platform and I said this last week. I was nervous about this new album dropping because I fear that it's going to, we have all these features. We have all these people on this album. And I fear that a lot of his songs aren't done. I fear that a lot of his verses aren't done. This is a lot of, you know, unfinished material. So I question whether he would even want this stuff out or not. I said this, Bastion. You know I did. And we got faith. And guess what happened, Bastion? Exactly what I said happened. That's what we got.
I thought it would be better. I thought most of the songs would be at least finished, like production wise, but I didn't expect them, as I quoted last time, to go all Timberland on Michael Jackson's.
Mm-hmm. I told you they would,
and it was pretty like gnarly in terms of bad.
It was like, not good. There was only like three songs that I still play off of it. And why the hell is Dua Lipa on this? Why?
Well, like, I know people will comment on the Dua Lipa track, but it's like Pop Smoke was like getting ready to get into that lane anyways, where you're just like making songs with pop stars.
That's
he gets it.
Fine. That's but, like, okay.
It's either like I want to know.
Let him be alive for it.
When was the record recorded?
Yes.
If the record was recorded and Dua Lipa was like next door and she did something, okay. But it felt so awkward to hear. Like, Pusha T is one of my favorite rappers. I respect this man so much.
I do too.
But he almost lost my respect. He almost lost my respect for saying, like, oh, Tyler got the number one album for now.
Yeah, what is he supposed to say? That Pop Smoke's album's gonna is gonna
like,
be
this
number
album's
one?
Supposed to be fire, and then it's like, oh, Pusha T's new, like, I got my own album coming out soon. It's like, come on, man, you're making yourself look bad, because remember in the what was the Pop Smoke album that was supposed to that came out?
A Shoot for the Stars, Aim for the Moon.
Yeah. He was supposed to have a verse in that album. Like, there was a song they did together already that he removed it because apparently, like, his crew didn't like how him and Steven Victor was, like, going around, like, going with the album. They didn't like how there was being marketed and stuff. So he's like, all right, I'm going to distance myself from it. That's what I want to understand. It's like, dude, like, I know you understand these things.
Yeah, this is definitely more of a...
You're from that era.
This is definitely bashing a more of a good music sort of production album rather than a 50 Cent executive produced album.
No, this is not really, I wouldn't call it good music because they don't have any good music producers.
No, but Steven Victor, that's the connection there.
Steven Victor is not good music.
That's that was Pop Smoke's manager, who was also Pusha T's manager, just saying.
I don't think... Yeah, but I'm looking throughout the whole thing. There's, like, not a single, like, good music album. I mean, like, producer, mixer on this at all. The biggest problem is, like, all the...
Whoa.
It seems like Jess Jackson.
I'm sorry. The deluxe just came out.
Oh, it just came out?
It just came out.
Okay. Just looking at, like, the engineer, the mix engineer, Jess Jackson, it's, like, I don't really see any of, like, the good music names for the mixing. Because that was like the number one problem I had with this album was the mixing.
Same. Didn't like the mixing. Once I saw all of these features, I was like, I got worried. I got worried quick because, you know, seeing these features, like, rappers would have to pay an ass load amount of money to get these kinds of names on it. Again, Kanye West, Pusha T, Rick Ross, The Dream.
Well, those are like people that would want to do it, but like to see everybody else on it.
Yeah, but he's dead.
Neptune's track, too. Kid Cudi.
Right. Dua Lipa, that
Chris Brown.
Yeah.
That's a check you're paying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Lil TJ, Sway Lee, Take Off.
Well, Lil TJ, I know he was cool with Lil TJ.
Busy Banks, Travi Bean.
Okay, the Busy Banks record, that's an old record.
Ross Fish.
Yeah, that's another old record.
42 Doug.
Yeah, I know about that one.
Okay.
Yeah, but the Busy Banks one, yeah, that was old. Lil TJ, he knew Lil TJ, but again, like the Pharrell record or, you know, the Cudi record, which sound like it was off of Man on the Moon 3. Stuff like that, where I was just like, and even the Dua Lipa, I'm just like, ugh, it just seems like you're just following trend on wanting to be on this dude's album, posthumous album. It may not be the intention, but it kind of just feels that way, and you're profiting off of this man who's no longer here, and, you know, he doesn't really have control of what goes out at all, so we get what we get, basically.
Drop the music for free, man. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, it's just not good, bruh.
Or just don't drop it ever.
That's what I've been saying this whole time, bruh. Shoot for the Star, Aim for the Moon. It was good for what it was. There were some bangers on there. All right? You got some great fire-ass tracks. That's all we need. That's it. I told you, Bastion. I said this would happen. Didn't I say that? There was 400 unreleased songs or unreleased verses, and I said, how many of those are actually finished songs, finished ideas, finished thoughts? And there we have it right here. Now we have Faith. And Faith sucks. It's not good. And I'm sorry, Pop Smoke, that they did you like this.
It was a pain.
It was a pain. There's only a couple songs that I enjoyed. Hold on, let me go back to this list. What songs did I enjoy? 30 by Busy Banks. I enjoyed that. Brush 'em, Ross Swish. That was fun because he said Sak Panya Mada. That was hilarious. What else did I enjoy? Oh, and Woo Baby with Chris Brown. That was it. That's all the songs I liked.
Okay.
Did you enjoy any songs from this album?
Nothing memorable. Like, maybe if I give it a couple more listens, and sure. But, like I said, nothing memorable. Nothing for me to, like, take a note immediately.
Damn it, man. Okay. Is there any other albums that you've been listening to?
Well, you did put Willow on the list.
I did.
And it's
put
funny
Willow
because I did actually listen to Willow's album.
Great. What did you think about the latest Willow album, Lately I Feel Everything?
Started off rough. And then it picked up to, like, do some nice tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing memorable, but everything was very catchy.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of could see, like, what the reference points were. It's nothing, like, extraordinary, which is fine, because I don't think we should believe that everything should be next level extraordinary. It should just be good as it can.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought this was as good as it can be.
Yeah, I agree with you here, Bastion. I feel like as I'm getting older now and we've experienced different musical periods, such as the emo pop punk era of the 2000s, you definitely hear that influence. And I was just like, oh, this feels very Paramore. This feels very My Chemical Romance. This feels very Fall Out Boy. This feels very Panic at the Disco. And I was just like, while it's not bad, it just sounds like what this was or what the sound used to be. And while it's not offensive or anything, it's as you say, it's just not memorable for me.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds fine, but it just doesn't move me like it probably would if I was 14 again, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's like it's fine for its time.
Yeah, and I'm not emo anymore, so you know, like I don't relate to that stuff anymore. That was just a phase.
But it sounds fine. Like I said, you know, you listen, you tune in, you bump a bit,
right?
And that's pretty much it. You just kind of walk off.
Exactly.
That.
I'm not at the Spencer's Gifts or Hot Topic anymore.
Yeah.
Is Hot Topic still a thing?
Yeah, it's still a thing.
Oh, okay,
still around.
Spencer's Gifts has been getting out of business a lot.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened when you put too much off a niche, but you go find that same niche on Amazon. So
that too. Damn it. Damn Amazon killer, man. So, I think that's enough when it comes to music. I don't know. Do you want to talk about the Gambino track or no?
No, it's nothing to talk about. Like, you put it on the list. And I was
did.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing to talk about.
I mean, it's good. You know what I mean?
It's nothing to talk about.
It was better than whatever the hell he did last year, whatever that was.
Nope. I would have to disagree. And I actually have been reading people's comments on it, how it was actually the most underrated album last year. And I'm glad people just kept quiet and listened to it on their own. So, remember, music is subjective.
It is
and
subjective.
You shouldn't be upset of people's comments. And like I said, it's production-wise one of his best albums.
Okay.
Let's talk about Loki.
Oh, you sure? We got like a couple minutes left. You don't want to go straight into the NBA Finals?
No, the NBA is just going to be just me raving about Giannis's storyline.
Okay,
but let's talk about Loki.
Loki,
this is the third Marvel TV show off the Disney Plus series.
Yes, it is.
First, it was WandaVision. Then it was Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Yes,
both of those were generally good series and enjoyable. WandaVision definitely number one.
I agree.
Winter Soldier and liberal Captain America was pretty interesting.
Yes.
And now we have Loki. Gio, please give me your honest opinion on the show.
My honest opinion about Loki, I remember telling you from what I deemed the show would be about, because of course Endgame, when they went back in time 2012. And Loki took the Tesseract and he vanished. I figured because that Loki is now going to be in a different dimension, we're going to be focusing on that Loki instead of the Loki that already died in Infinity War, right? And so the first episode was basically my whole prediction coming true, right? And so I initially thought we were just going to have some funny ass buddy cop thing with Loki and Owen Wilson, which I thought would have been great. But, you know, of course not, because, you know, it's sort of like Jet Li in The One, but instead of, like, him killing himself, different versions of himself, he's trying to help himself, and he's trying to understand, you know, this different realm that he's in of who polices, like, timeline and all that stuff, and that's what we got to see within itself. The fact that he loves himself, I thought that was kind of weird, but, you know, I get it. It's Loki. He's a narcissist. But, yeah, it's still weird. Show as a whole, I'm not going to lie, I didn't really care for it like that. I know people love it, and I honestly just don't see it like that. Because, honestly, I only gave a damn about Loki. Owen Wilson was great, surprisingly. I enjoyed Owen Wilson. But I think for me, I thought it was way too predictable. About, you know, the bad guys being revealed. Like, I figured, oh, it must be blank, and it was blank. And to me, Bastion, you know me, I studied film and stuff, so it got really boring really quick for me. I thought it was just, I just felt like it was a hassle so I could get to the end of it, so I can see what everyone already spoiled for me at the sixth damn episode. But nevertheless, here we are, and yeah, I just thought it was boring, except for Loki. He was great.
Yeah, I will have to disagree with you, Gio.
Okay.
I do not think that Loki was great. I think the actor was boring.
You didn't like Tom Hiddleston in this?
No, I felt like he phoned it in. I felt like everybody phoned it in. I don't know whose fault it is. Like, is it the director's telling them, oh, this is how you should act? Because... like, what I understand about Chris Hemsworth is he's naturally funny.
Okay.
That's why Thor is so good. It's like they hired him for the role, and they found out that he's funny, and it just made writing Thor a million times easier. That's why Thor Ragnarok is such a great film, because Chris Hemsworth just has to be him for 2 hours and 30 minutes, right?
Now it's a great film.
No, I don't like the film. I think it's boring. But him as what's known in the mythos of like the world of Marvel, people love that film. I don't care for it,
man.
But he is enjoyable in that movie.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
He is enjoyable. Everything he says is interesting.
And you didn't get that with Loki at all.
I didn't get anything for Loki. The first episode was cool. Owen Wilson. I'm a big fan of Owen Wilson. I didn't get anything from Owen Wilson.
Wow.
No, he played his more boring version of himself, and I was very disappointed. Right. Everything was boring. Every actor, every character
was
boring.
I just liked Loki.
I that was my joke. I just wanted to pretend that I disagree with you, but I agree with you
100%.
Everybody was boring.
Yeah,
Sylvie was boring. The more interesting characters were like
forced.
The other actors in terms of old Loki.
Yeah.
He stole the scene. And Jonathan Majors.
Yeah.
He stole the scene.
Yeah, he did.
And it's like, these are my, like, I'm a big fan of Jonathan Majors, and you put me on to him long, long time ago.
Hell
for
yeah.
the San Francisco.
Yeah, last black man in San Francisco.
In San Francisco. Yeah, that was a jump point.
Yeah.
You know, you knew he would be a star.
Hell yeah. I was like, oh, yo, this guy is the one. And then Lovecraft Country came out. He was great in it, though, but.
Oh, yeah. He was amazing in Lovecraft Country. Too bad the show sucked.
Yeah.
And it got canceled. Yeah, even though it got all these Emmy nominations,
yeah.
I think it's racism, but at the same time, it's like it's not a good show. So it's like.
I agree with you on that.
Like, I want them to sue HBO, but at the same time, I don't want them to make a season two.
I don't know, man. I don't know if you saw the outskirts for season two. It had
I don't
a cool
care
premise.
About the outskirts for season two.
It was pretty. It was pretty promising.
And yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be like very liberal. Okay,
Dad.
That's what the whole show is about, a liberal's perspective. That's why they kept, like, come on. I never forgave them for what they did with the story of...
Who?
Oh, damn, I'm forgetting his name.
Emmett Till?
Emmett Till.
Oh.
Never forgave them for that.
I told you about that. It was in the show. I told you it.
I watched the episode live. No, I know. But it's like, I'll just never forget them for it.
Yeah, and you didn't believe me after. I was like, no, dude, this is Emmett
Till.
Oh,
you're right. I didn't watch that week. I think I missed 2 weeks, and you said Emmett Till was in it. I was confused.
Yeah, dude, because it took place in the 50s.
They didn't have to use Emmett Till.
I agree.
They didn't have to use anything.
I agree. But
it made no It was nonsense to the plot.
We're getting sidetracked again.
Anyways, back to Loki. The first episode was great.
Yes.
Episode 4 to 5 were filler.
Yes.
The Nemesis event where I think Loki was going to kiss Sylvie was interesting. And that's when, like, the show... That's when it got weird. That's when, like, the show kind of changed where you're like, oh, okay, I think I get what's going on now. And then this whole frustration of, like, Loki and Loki. It's like, Loki can't be trusted. Mm-hmm. And since she's so different, because one, she was aware that she was adopted. And two, it's like in that version, that Nessa's version, it's like she was going to be good. That's the theory. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to be like the good Loki.
Yeah.
That's why Loki thought she was different.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, she doesn't have to be like the asshole. It's like, yeah, you can't trust people and I can't be trusted. That's why you're having a hard time with us. So, but anyways, it leads on to more pressing news of this timeline is all over the place now.
Yes.
And Kang is now the next series villain. And since this was his introduction, this small speck of piece of like history, small tiny thing that's going on behind the scene,
mm-hmm.
is shifting space, place, and time. And I think that's awesome.
Definitely.
That's why I said, like, I like the plot so much, but I hate the plot a lot.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I definitely hear you, Bastion. It became that little piece right there became it made Loki like actually like a must watch.
Yeah.
For people now, because I think with Black Widow, like, you really don't need to watch it. Like, you're fine. But when it comes to Loki, for that matter, or when it comes to all of these MCU shows, like, you have to watch it in order to get into the next phase, whether it's WandaVision, because Wanda's going to make an appearance, I believe, with Doctor Strange, or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because Falcon is now Captain America, or now Loki with, you know, the new big bad guy, which is probably going to be built up for another damn 10 years, Bastion, and we're going to be in our mid to late 30s. Going
losers.
To see this. Losers.
Losers.
Being like, damn it, I remember in 2008 when we were 14 watching the first ever Iron Man, and that's going to suck so bad going into that theater at damn near 36. 37.
Nah, I think they could wrap this up in 6 years.
In 6 years? I don't know. You know Marvel, man. They like to take their time.
They'll wrap this one up in 6 years.
Yeah, man. But I'll say this. As far as the MCU shows, I agree with you. WandaVision is easily number one. WandaVision, nothing's beating it. WandaVision is number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then Captain America Winter Soldier.
Because it's still good. It's just lost. It had a bad villain.
Yeah.
Everything about it was good. It just had a bad villain.
Who was the villain again? Was it the girl?
Who cares? It's a bad... It's not... Yeah, it was the girl.
It was the girl.
Yeah.
I forget her name, but everything else was great. Even John Walker, who won me over at the end.
It's funny because the girl... Like, the acting in that show is amazing. Like, she did a great job. It's
yes,
just...
she's
they,
memorable.
It was just... Yeah, one, not memorable. No, I think it was memorable. I think she was great. It's just like the plot was this very weird liberal thing, okay? That's all I'm trying to say. It was just this weird liberal thing. It was weird.
Yeah.
Compared to Loki, where I thought everybody's acting was terrible and it was boring. And the only thing that's memorable is my love for science fiction and the concept of multiverse and variants, which is so interesting. Hmm. And that's why I like it a lot. So
I was
sucks.
Happy to have kept up with the variant stuff. So, yeah, it was pretty easy explainable over there.
Before we end the show, NBA Finals, Game 6, Milwaukee beat the Suns. Chris Paul, Dunzo, 36-year-old, first time in the finals, didn't show off. But then you have Giannis. Giannis 26. Out here scoring 50 points.
Yeah.
He was playing his superstar. That game was so amazing to watch a superstar become a superstar. Because the two games before that, he kind of lowered. Like, he didn't want to score too much. He tried to get his teammates involved.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to win this one in Milwaukee mm-hmm. so badly, 50 points.
Congratulations to Milwaukee, too. by the way.
Milwaukee went through like this. It's still like a difficult path.
Yeah.
They swept the Heat to get revenge from last year.
Don't talk about what happened afterwards.
What?
Well, don't talk about it. Let's just not talk about it.
Okay, they swept the Heat to get revenge. Then after that, they played against... who did they play against after that? Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
No, they played against the Nets.
Yeah, that's why I said don't talk about what happened next.
They beat the Nets in Game 7. And then...
Atlanta.
They beat Atlanta.
Right.
And then they got prepared and ready to beat the Suns. They lost the first two games, won the next four in this very interesting way. And that was the series. Giannis, 26-year-old, is a NBA championship with two MVPs, Defensive Player of the Year. And he's also the Finals MVP as well. Well-deserved. Because in that series, he scored 35 points on average a game, which is insane.
I hope the Suns and four guys okay.
The Suns and four in pain, all right? So, shout out to Devin Booker. Because
yeah,
I think that
absolutely.
I think that's not the last time we'll see him at the finals.
Absolutely not.
But
what about Chris Paul? Do you think it's over?
My favorite theory online so far is Chris Paul and Westbrook will go to the Lakers.
No, I don't want that at all. Okay,
it's bubbling.
Stay your ass out of L.A.
Westbrook
no.
is from L.A.
So what? So is Dame Lillard. I don't care. If we get Dame time, cool. But no, everyone else, stay your ass away. Portland. Yeah, I know. He said it. He said it. But I don't want all of that there, okay? Stay your ass away from L.A.
One of my favorite facts about this whole thing is all three Antetokounmpo brothers.
Yeah.
I've butchered the name.
Antetokounmpo.
All have rings.
That's right. Brother so, last year, you know, with the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? The Lakers. The
he
first
said it was
one.
An awkward dinner. It was awkward. It was awkward at the dinner table because he got a ring before Giannis. You know, Giannis is like
the
superstar,
star pupil.
Superstar.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Giannis.
Good for his brother.
Most improved player of the year back in 2017, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then two-time MVP. Mm-hmm. It's just insane for him to get this ring the way he did.
Yeah.
And his journey.
His Kobe story.
Oh, man. It's just. No super steam. He just has like great, really great teammates and the inconsistent Jrue Holiday.
Yeah.
And whenever he feels like to be Michael Jordan, Kobe, Middleton.
Yeah, Chris Middleton.
and PJ Tucker. Then, of course, Brooke Lopez and the whole team. He saved the coach's job, too, because that coach was about to get fired in the midseason. But things change.
Yeah. Congratulations to Milwaukee, a smaller city. And you know, they went through a lot of stuff last year in Milwaukee as well. So it was great to see them come out with a win, man. Hopefully Milwaukee celebrates.
Oh, yeah. There was like 40,000 people outside of the stadium.
Good. Good.
So they're going nuts. It's
That's
insane.
Good. That's
but
good.
Yeah, shout out to Milwaukee.
All right. Is there anything else you got to add before we get out?
No, check us on our social media, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok at Black Seinfeld NY. Check us out on YouTube, just type in Black Seinfeld. We also have our own website, blackseinfeld.com,
That's
where
right.
we have different information on there. And if you have any questions or you just want to send us cool stuff, email us. BlackSignFullNY@gmail.com. And remember, we're also on all podcast services, Spotify, TuneIn, Amazon. We're on everything. So whatever you listen to on your podcast, just type in Black Space Seinfeld, and you'll see our beautiful black and red and white logo. All right.
All
right. Anything you'd like to add?
No. Until next week, take care. Peace.
You know I get nasty. Don't override at my house. Caught a taxi.